Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. Well, some area school districts had their first snow day or early dismissal of the season Monday. A winter storm warning is in effect for Bucks County until 4 a.m. on Tuesday. Filled up in the immediate suburbs, it's a winter weather advisory until 1 a.m. on Tuesday. Accumulation anywhere from a dusting to an inch for the city, South Jersey. Once you get to the far northeast suburbs, upper Bucks County, the Lehigh Valley, you could see more inches of snow, maybe 1 to 3 inches. Murder charges have been filed against a Berks County woman whose children were found hanging in the basement of her home. In September, an 8-year-old boy and his 4-year-old sister were pronounced dead at a hospital after their mother, Lisa Snyder, told police she found them hanging from a wire dog lead with 2-bar-height chairs from their kitchen tipped over on the floor below them. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Mauer reports what else the 36-year-old told police, according to the criminal complaint.
She says the boy was bullied because of his weight, and in her words, he's a little slow to grasp things, adding he'd mentioned suicide in the past. But the complaint says numerous school officials and family members tell police the boy never mentioned bullying or hurting himself. It also says in the days leading up to the children's deaths, there were searches under Snyder's Google account, including carbon monoxide in a car, how long to die, and hanging yourself.
An occupational therapist who worked with the boy questioned his ability to stand on a chair to string the dog lead, as according to her, he would bump into desks and chairs just walking in the classroom. A school nurse whose family has experienced 2 of the nation's worst mass shootings wants more research into the effects of active shooter drills. KYW's Mike DiNardo spoke with Robin Kogan, a Camden school nurse and instructor at Rutgers Camden's nursing school, who says the topic is personal.
Her father hid in a closet in Camden during Howard Unruh's 1949 shooting rampage. Her teenage niece survived the Parkland shooting. Kogan is a Camden school nurse and instructor at Rutgers Camden's nursing school. She co-wrote an article in the journal Current Trauma Reports calling for research funding.
We need research behind these drills to know that it's even the right thing to do.
Kogan says she's all for being prepared for an emergency, but she wonders at what cost. The New Jersey legislature is poised to vote on a series of bills dealing with vaping and the dangers it presents. Several dozen people in the Garden State have gotten sick. One died. The measures recently approved in Assembly and Senate committees would ban flavored e-cigarettes, raise taxes on vaping products, and create a system to watch what retailers are doing. Assemblyman Herb Conaway is chair of the Health and Senior Services Committee, is also a licensed physician.
These flavors are marketed to appeal to the younger segments of our society. I would say it's Big Tobacco's effort to addict another generation to a lifetime of nicotine, which will kill half of those who get involved with it.
Assuming they pass both chambers, Governor Phil Murphy will make the final call. Not only is he on record supporting these measures, he's called for an outright vaping ban in the state. A current and former NFL player are helping some high school football players reduce their risk of getting a concussion. KYW's Justin Udo spoke with Lisa Ertz, the mom of Eagles All-Pro tight end Zach Ertz, and she says the issue is close to them.
My second son had to stop playing football, had to stop pursuing his dream because of head injuries, and at that time I decided I was going to make a difference in this space.
That's why Zach and their organization donated Defend Your Head's ProTech helmet covers to Kensington High School. Officials with ProTech say it absorbs and deflects force, which helps keep players safe.
It's almost like years ago when people didn't drive around with seatbelts.
Lisa says her goal is to have ProTech helmets to every high school player by the end of 2020. Former Eagle and Philadelphia native Carlos Bradley was also honored for his donation of giving ProTech helmet covers to the football team at Mastery Charter School. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.